Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paula Price Show, where you can experience revelatory teaching, get answers to your questions, and receive powerful prayer. Tune in now and get ready for an exciting time of encouragement and transformation. Welcome your host, Dr. Paula Price.
Well, it is Thursday. It's not Thursday. See, and that is why you need people behind the camera. They keep days up. We were just talking about I needed some cards. So now I'm going to have to get a card that says today is, and then we're going to run with it. But anyway, today is Tuesday, which means I get to come back again on Thursday because, you know, I'm going to sweeten my way out of this. Definitely going to sweeten my way out of this. But it is Tuesday, ABCs of Apostleship Day, and we are discipling apostolic Christians. Before we go any further, tell everybody I'm on. Push your button, because I know by now some of you all probably have a massive group text list or group notification list. So I want you all to let everybody know I'm on. It's Tuesday night, ABCs of Apostleship, Discipling Apostolic Christians with Dr. Paula Price from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Did you see I went there tonight?
You did.
I did it all.
Very good.
Mm. And I'm glad to be here tonight. We're going to talk about evangelists versus apostles. You know, you've heard me say over and over again, apostles and prophets are not evangelists. They are evangelical, but they are not evangelists. And we need to know that. You know, it's amazing that we say we have an evangelical church, but we got fivefold offices. I can't roll with that. I don't understand that kind of logic. So somebody took the totality. Well, you know what? I can see something. Hold on. Ashley, I'm seeing something. Hold on. Work with me. I'm seeing something. I'm seeing some logic. There's a piece of logic there. Okay. Here's what I'm seeing. If we go by Ephesians 4:11, we have evangelist. No, we don't. But isn't that how they write it? Amen. Anyway, we have apostles, prophets. Hey, I got it. The middle one is evangelist. Evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And oftentimes we kind of put, you know, pastors first or evangelists first, something, but we don't really get it right. And I want to tell you, this is a test. All of you all who are listening to me right now, I want you to think about it. And the next time your pastor, if you have one that ever, you know, runs past the Bible, but the next time your pastor gives that list, listen to how many of them get it wrong. Do you know I've even seen it wrong, quoted wrong in the Charisma magazine? I said, okay, so God, we really got a problem. We're going to be a, and I happen to think that's one of the most powerful magazines they got out there. I love it. And I said, but they got it wrong. See, and we get it wrong because eventually your theology will change your reality. And if your theology is wrong, your reality will become flawed. So because we have said evangelical church and all of that, that we have lost touch with what Jesus did, and now it's no longer what Jesus did. It's according to men. And so hopefully we're going to make a difference in you know, shifting us back to what God wants. Before we get started, a couple of things to say. What do I want to talk about, Ashley?
The Near Summit.
Yay! Hallelujah. Now, you've been doing countdown. So how many days are we now?
15 days.
We're 15 days out. That's a day over 3 weeks. Well, almost 2 weeks. Day over 2 weeks. So we're a day over 2 weeks. You still got plenty of time to go to my website, drpaulaprice.com, hallelujah, and say, I am coming, Dr. Price. And I want you to send it to a lot of people, because even if you know, Lord, I believe you can press your way this year, but let's just say you just can't send it. I need you to help me out. You all have made these broadcasts large. They have grown. They've grown because of you. It is you who's doing it. We're getting new contacts. We're getting new clients. We're getting new everything. We're getting increased everything, and it's you. And I'm saying it again, and I'm going to say it a lot of times so everybody get used to it. I thank you. I thank you. And I not only thank you, I appreciate you. You are making this work, because nobody, I don't care who you are, can do anything large for God alone. You need help. You need family. You need friends. And you guys have been both for me, family and friends. So by all means, we've got 2 weeks. Send out the flyer. We posted it on Facebook and on all my other media. Send it to all of your friends. Send it to your leaders and your pastors. Send it to your fivefold ministers. Send it to your family. We have something for everyone. It says apostolic, but it's up, there is something for everyone. Because if you're going to be apostolic, you have to include the whole church. See, the one office that cannot be exclusive is the apostle. Because everything church came out of apostles. You're going to like that. This is going to be good. We're going to turn this little heat here. This is really nice and wonderful. We're just not going to just not get so, I'm going to pull this tan light down a little bit so I don't get too tan. And so I want you to send it to everyone. Do me a favor and do that for me. Just send it to everybody you know. Say, Dr. Price, I know some people who will do it. Don't just send it to apostles. Here's what we have broken the barrier on. We've broken the barrier on the fact that apostolic summons are just for apostles. No, apostolic Christians come from apostles. And apostles need to know how to make apostolic Christians, and apostolic Christians need to know how to work with God in this office. God has ministers for every office, and he's got Christians for every office, which is why we have so many evangelical Christians, because evangelists made a lot of Christians. Now, oh, don't y'all just love me for that? You know, that's so good. I got, ooh, hallelujah. That's a, every now and then. So what if apostles made a lot of Christians, since they're the first ones to make Christians? What would happen then? Where would we be? Well, I'm going to talk to you about that tonight. I'm going to spend a good little bit of time covering that ground with you tonight. Now, did you go and tell everybody I'm on? Did you invite people? I want you to go and share it. Come on, share right now. Take a moment. Just go ahead. Before I get deep into the word, while we're doing roll call, I want you to tell everybody I'm on. This is important because what I have to say speaks to the hour that we're into today. And so we need to understand, what is it that happened to the church? What happened to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? What happened to the people of God? What happened to the light of the world, the salt of the earth? What happened? How did we lose our grip? You know, I said to you all a couple of weeks ago that we did not lose this thing in the polls. We really didn't even just, we didn't lose it in culture. We lost it in the pulpit. And so if we're going to, and I'm going to explain that in a little bit, if we're going to regain it, we have to regain it and recover it in the pulpit, which means we have to start there. And I'll explain that to you in a minute. But before we do, I want to tell you, don't forget, when you go to my site, we've got a bunch of classes up. And Ashley, you know, she has to work. She thinks that she has to work. Ashley walks back. We had something that made a comeback.
The assessments are back. The MAQ is back.
The MAQ is back, and yes, the PAQ will be back about January or so. Yes. You're going to love it because, you know, we do have to get through this event. But the MAQ is back, and we always encourage everybody to start there anyway because the other assessments are specialized. So if somebody who's not a prophet took the prophetic assessment, they get prophetic affirmation because that's all the only option in that assessment. So you want, if you're trying to find out if someone is a prophet, if you're really a prophet, and what level of prophet you are, you want to start with the MAQ. The same goes for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Whatever your office, you want to first confirm what your office is and then go to the specialized assessment. So, because some people just jump right to prophet and say, well, it said I was a prophet. Well, that's like saying a car saying you're a car. A car's a car. You know, when you get in it, it's a car because you didn't get in it. You didn't get on a bike. You didn't get in a wagon. Didn't get in the boat. So the MAQ is like the thing that tells you where to go from here. Once we find out God has called you, we find out what your dominant office is, your secondary office is, we find out the best environment for you to work in. When we get that information laid out, then we go to, if it says you're a prophet, now you have to go to the assessment, the PAQ, to find out what kind of prophet you are. How did God build you to be his prophet? And hopefully we're heading toward, I'm thinking somewhere around June or so, having that apostleship one done, because probably before then, but, you know, one could hope. But we're almost done with that. Now, the reason these take very long is because they're not checklists. These aren't surveys in the classic sense of the word. These are real multi-leveled, multi-tiered evaluations and assessments. They go into the heart of you. There are levels upon levels upon levels in the heart of you. So, hallelujah, thank you, God. It's time for you to be a part of it. So the assessments are back. Go to drpaulaprice.com. We've got group rates. We've got a lot of stuff there for you. You know, it's really great. You want some books, we've got training. We even have trainings online. Our online resource center has some training, right?
That's right. We sure do. And I should put out a short commercial promo today for people to go to your online resource center on theexecservices.com. But, you know, we direct everybody to drpaulaaprice.com.
Yeah.
And just click your heart out. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. You can go to PPM Global Resources to take the assessment through your website. They can connect now with the resource center, register for the event, become a monthly subscriber to your website. There's all kinds of things that they can do at drpaulaaprice.com.
You're right. And, you know, you're getting good at this, girl. You're so good. After all of these years, you're almost coming up on 2 decades. We've been together a long time. Honey, when you all hit the 20 years, we are going to blow it out. I'm telling you. But let me tell you something else we did. And I feel led of God to share this with you. Now, are you a leader? Are you a professional? Are you a business owner or entrepreneur? I have another company because, you know, I'm busy. And I'm busy because I want to meet the needs of the kingdom of God, not just the church, not just the Christian, but the kingdom. And so in Omni Executive Services, which is my spiritual advocacy and consultancy firm, I do something I think you might like. Come on, lean in, because you're going to like this. Lean in. We do more than provide coaching. Listen, what I do with my clients, I prepare a prophetic intelligence report for every client that I have. Would you like to know what God's plan, vision, word for you is from more than one prophet or one prophesier, one intercessor? We have no less than 12. You can get 12 people who anonymously pray for you, anonymously. And we prepare a report. Now, some of the people viewing in have had it, and they can tell you about it. I'm mentioning it today because I think, as I was preparing one for a client today, and I looked at this and I thought, my God, people would want this. What God's called you to do, long, short term, long term, immediate objectives. You can strategize this strategy. The words for you. Now, we've done this for professionals. We've done this for business people. We've done it for politicians. We've done it for election candidates. This is not something that I just whipped up in the background. We've done it, hard reports, and where people are guided, you can have your own document. But in order to do that, if you want your own private prophetic intelligence report, you're going to have to become an Omni Executive client. And where do you go again for that? DrPaulaAprice.com. Why am I mentioning it? We're coming up on 2017. Some of you all are wondering, should I do this or should I do that? Should I go here or should I go there? What should I do? What does God want me to do? What if you didn't have to go to 12 conferences, but I still gave you 12 prophets? Wouldn't that be great? So when you go, say, Dr. Price, I want to know more about that. I want to find out. And what do we do with this? We begin to build a life success program and a career success program just for you based on the prophet's word, the prophetic that are there. They are amazingly accurate people. I'm stunned. I was looking at the one we did today, and I thought, okay, so God, you really be bad. Because he does it, and they do it in the blind. Nobody knows who you are. They'll never know who you are. You don't have to worry about them come up and say, oh, you're the one that we said. No, that's never going to happen. Because it's part of our client services. Omni Executive Services is part of that. You want that? When you go to my website, go to drpaulaprice.com and say, hey, I want to find out how to become an Omni client. Did you want to say something? Because you know it's your hot button.
Let's talk about what level of services and clientele.
Talk about. I'll let you do. This is her hot button.
Because, well, yes, because this is, you know, top tier.
Oh, it's top. It's not. Yeah. No, no, no. Not the deception. It's terrible.
It is not in the price bracket
no, no.
of PPM Global Training and Advisement at all. And people need to know that.
Yes, they do.
Before they just start flooding because they want the prophetic report
it's
and all the same thing. You are paying a substantial amount compared to just your monthly regular training to get you one-on-one, the company of prophets, praying, your own prophetic intercessor.
Yeah, you get it's a package deal.
And access to training.
Yes.
So it's a full package deal. Different levels. You offer
five levels.
Five different levels.
Yes, individual.
Individual all the way to your corporate account.
Yep.
And other things like that. So it is of that caliber.
Yes. She's right. And she's absolutely correct. Because you understand, you all listen to me every week, and sometimes you say, boy, I really don't want her to go. Yeah, you do. You really do. Because you're drowning with the 60 minutes. Like most time, I don't even give you 60 minutes. I give you like 20, 40, 20 minutes, and it's a lot. It's a lot to think of. But there are those of you that God's calling to the high places and strata in his seven spheres, in business, in government, education, politics, you know, diplomacy, industry, whatever your calling is in any of the professional services, if that's you, then you need to call and or go to the website and say, I'm interested. Now, if you're just looking to get a promotion on your job and whatever, if you're not in a certain level of complexity and demand and responsibility, this is way too much for you. This is top-tier stuff. And so if you're in that level and you say, I want that, that's what I want you to do. You listen to me every week. And you know I don't sound like anybody else you've heard. You know I don't deliver things the way anybody else does. You know I don't even think like what's common and norm right now. You know, even my thought line is very different. So you have to know that if I'm offering this to you at this level, we can help you get to where you have to go. Now, you can get it from secular jobs, corporate jobs, but you know what you don't get? You don't get the spirit of Christ. You don't get the wisdom of Christ. You don't get the mind of God. And you don't get the armaments you need to deal with the dark powers that are working against your business and against your vision. See, that's the thing you don't have. So we'll talk about that a little bit more when I put up, because in a very short while I'm going to put up the information packet on it, and you're going to be able to see it. But if you're interested in that, you got to go to drpaulaprice.com and do it. And, of course, we know this is about our workbook. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to shift in a moment. Yay! You know, it's nice they were stacked. Not fun. Okay. Not fun. They did the shit. Hallelujah. ABCs of Apostleship, Discipling Apostolic Christians. You ought to have this book. If you have not gotten it, you need to get this book. DrPaulAPrice.com. Get your copy of this book. Get one for every member in your church and begin to walk through it. Now, you can. I don't even know how they find you, Prophet Ashley, because she's been teaching on Sundays. Walking you through it. We have Chief Prophet Tyler doing Before the Garden, and then, hallelujah, Prophet Ashley doing ABCs. Why am I saying that? That's my fruit. My fruit's working. My fruit's producing. I have my head intercessor here with us every week. She takes prayer assignments all for people all around the country. We work. We are not just talking this vision. We are working this vision with you. So you want to become an OmniExec client if you are of that level. If you're a top-tier business person, entrepreneur, executive, that's what you want. You want to do that. You want to find out where God is and get yourself some good apostolic prophetic theology before the garden. Yes, that's what it is. It's apostolic. We don't have that. You know, we have evangelical theology, which is why you don't think we're real. Come on, somebody. And so we have that. But it's the truth. We have it. You realize how many books you have read that subtly told you we didn't exist, subtly told you we shouldn't be, subtly told you this is a defunct office, and yet God didn't care, kept calling it, you know? And so now that our whole country, if not the body of Christ, has come into a quagmire, we don't know how we got there. But I'm going to tell you about it in a moment. But before I do, what's next? Who's out there? I want to know.
We have New Jersey.
Hi, fam.
Connecticut. Tampa, Florida. Oregon. Madison, Illinois. Wilmington, North Carolina. Douglas, Georgia. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Raleigh, North Carolina, San Antonio, Texas,
yes.
Bay Area, California, woo. Augusta, Georgia, Houston, Texas, New York, Tulsa, Bronx, New York, Los Angeles, Birmingham, Palmdale, California, Chicago, New York again, Florida, Brooklyn, New York again, Pennsylvania, Tulsa again.
Yay!
Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Kansas, Mosler City, Illinois, Memphis, Tennessee, San Jose, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Woo.
And
San Jose sends a blessing.
Hey. Thank you, San Jose. I'm receiving it in my heart.
All right, we have Houston, Texas in the house. The Apostle's House is in the house.
The whole Apostle's House.
The Apostle's House is there, okay?
I love it.
Of course, Mosier City is always tuning in. Louisiana, Gainesville, Florida, Thomasville, Alabama, Portland, Oregon, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yay, Clarksville. Hey, you said, I remember Clarksville because, you know, they said as always. So I just want you to know, I hadn't heard your call for a while, so was it still as always? Just put a little challenge out there.
Virginia, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Come on, Jesus.
All right, that's a new one.
That's new, yes. And it's a tongue twister, too. Yeah. Say that three times. You won't get through the Hallelujah. Well, as usual, I welcome you. I love the roll call because it's just amazing to hear all of the places that God is sending this and all of you who are joining me and making this thing happen for the King. When you are apostolic, it's got to happen for the King. Do you know apostolic Christians have a problem with the King not winning? They got a problem with that. That's a big deal to them because they know that it's his due and they know that he's permitting himself to be put in a competition that he by default owns and without effort wins. But he's going along to let us know he wants to work with us and not just run roughshod over us. You know, many times you want to know why Jesus doesn't do this or that because he knows he can. He knows he can. He can run roughshod over us in a moment. He knows that. God's got, hey, what is Jesus standing in front of Pilate talking about? I got 12 legions of angels. First of all, you know, if you're talking about thinking about, yeah, well, that's if you believe it. But let's just say we are Christians. We do know Jesus Christ is Lord. We do know he came in the flesh. If he didn't, where did the Christian come from? We can go all the way in that. But think about it. If that man unleashed 12 legions of angels, I don't even, the planet be gone. There won't be a planet. So God has to make the decision every day to give us tomorrow.